Good morning. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2. And with me today, I have Mr. Bill Nash, past commander of Post 200 in Hampstead, American Legion. But first of all, I made a commitment to our Veterans Advisory Board a couple months ago. I wanted to start talking about veterans in Carroll County and getting the word out to veterans, some of the things that are available to them. This is the first in a series I want to run on the American Legions in Carroll County and what they're doing and what they have to offer, starting with my hometown, of course, in Hampstead. Bill has been past commander and a friend for years, and he's on the advisory committee for the veterans. Bill, welcome, and glad you could make it today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Could you give us just a little background on you and Post 200?
I was past commander for 3 years and 4 months. Then went to Carroll County Commander. I was commander for a year, so I've been past commander for 4.5 years. And as Dick said, I am a member of the executive board for the Carroll County's Veterans Council.
Really, thank you for your service in those areas, because this is unbelievable. Just a little bit of background. The American Legion was first founded March 15, 1919, when the American forces were stationed in Europe awaiting passage home from World War I. And they actually established the American Legion, and it rose to quite a prominent area and was based on a mission to strengthen the nation through programs of services and advocacy for millions of veterans coming home. And it's built its legacy with a vision to make the nation prouder, stronger, smarter, and more respectful to those who have sacrificed some or sacrificed all for the defense of our country. The programs that are offered by the American Legion, many times, unless you're a veteran or involved, people don't know about. And one of the biggest focuses I want to make is let people know what is available to veterans and veterans' families here in the community. So that's kind of where I want to start here. And as I said, Post 200, which we're both members of, I wanted to start, I guess, at home in Hampstead. Could you give us a little bit of history on Post 200?
Post 200 started out at Route 88 and Route 30 back in, this is our 75th anniversary. It'll be in November for the American Legion Post 200. And then in 1968, we moved to the Matthews property, which is at 4600 Legion Lane off of Cedar Brook, off of Black Rock Road. And we have been there ever since. We have expanded, put in a rental hall and a pavilion. The hall holds up to 100 people, the pavilion 250.
Wow. And I know we just put a barn quilt on that.
That was just put up 2 weeks ago.
I dropped a box of the barn quilt tours up,
yes.
And that one's not on it yet, but they're in print as we talk now. The new ones will be out next week, but the commander notified me, said they're almost all gone already. People have been picking them up and looking at them, so I hope the Legion riders and some of the ones throughout the county develop a tour of the barn quilts here in Carroll County.
That would be very good if you could put it so that it would be all in order. So you could have a starting point and then finish up at some place, hopefully at one of the American Legions.
Well, I think you're the only American Legion with 39 of these. This was the 39th barn quilt put up. It was nice for the American Legion to be part of it. And at that ceremony, you must have had 60 people there for that, just the dedication of that. And if you look at the quilt or the design on it, it's the hex design with the colors of the Carroll County, the Maryland, and the national flag in it. But they have the poppy as the centerpiece, and it's to always remember, which
the poppy started out in World War One or after World War One. It was in Flanders Field. It has been a symbol of the American Legion for 102 years now.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yes, it is.
Well, I wanted to focus on Post 200 a little bit. Can you give me a little bit of rundown of some of the activities and things they have going on?
Well, most of what we do sponsor Little League baseball teams. We sponsor softball teams. We do American Red Cross blood drives. We do send care packages to active duty veterans. We also have a high school senior $2,500 scholarship that we sponsor each year. That's a Legion Family Scholarship.
They used to sponsor Boy State, too.
We do sponsor Boy State, but that is on a state level.
State level, okay. That's for young men and women, I guess, today.
There's a girl state and a boy state this past year, and the past 2 years with COVID, it's been very difficult. They've tried to do it virtually, and that did not work well. Hopefully next year they will be back to having it full-time. And most of the time it's been at Western Maryland College or McDaniel.
Okay, that's
so
really
we've
good.
Been keeping it in the state.
Well, good.
And the county.
Yeah. That's even better yet. Okay, what are some of the activities you have coming up?
first one that we have is July the 30th, and that is our 17th annual golf tournament at Oakmont Green. August the 7th, we have a 2.0 car show. The first one that rained, and we're going to have a second one. It is from 9 a.m. until 2, $15 registration. We have food, a DJ, and trophies for the top 15. And August 21st and 22nd is our annual crab feast. The 21st is sold out. The 22nd still has 16 tickets.
Wow.
That sells out pretty fast. August 27th, we have a back-to-school dance in our pavilion. Have a DJ that's open for ages 6 to 18, and that is from 6 to 9. September the 17th, we will have a POW-MIA 9/11 memorial. That time is to be determined. We don't know whether we're going to have a walkthrough or whether we're going to have a service. And in November, we're going to throw ourselves a birthday party. It is the 75th birthday of the Hampstead American Legion. We'll probably coordinate along with the veterans dinners that we have. Any veteran is welcome. You have to sign up in advance. We do two dinners, an early and a late, because of the response that we've had to the dinner on Sunday of Veterans Day.
I know your POW-MIA events are really events that if you ever get a chance to attend one, please
They're very moving. Yes, they are.
When you leave, you're looking at things with a different perspective. I know that's been an American Legion focus for forever here as far as after Vietnam, actually.
Yeah, I've been a member for 15 years, and we have done it every year.
Yeah, I think the Vietnam era really brought that to fruition for the American Legion to be part of. Yeah, this is great, the events you have out there, and you're always donating to something out here. You support the Veterans Council, you support the Veterans Independent Project out here for veterans, but the American Legion has been out there to try to help people navigate through the VA and the program out here and through our coordinators, but it kind of ties in with our advisory council, too.
Thank God for Carroll County Advisory Council and for the Department of Aging, Disabilities, and Veterans Services. Those people know what they're doing. And I've said it 1,000 times every time I get a chance to talk with anyone. It is Carroll County's best kept secret that we have the ability to help veterans work their way through the VA system, which is extremely complicated. They can get the documents that you need. You don't have to go through Missouri, which is quite lengthy right now. With COVID this past year, it can take up to 6 months just to get a DD-214. And in talking with the service coordinators, they can do it in as little as 2 weeks, which is phenomenal.
And I'll give some of this credit back to Mike Sater.
Mike
Mad Dog Sater was a member of Post 200.
Yes, he was.
And I give him a lot of credit for getting started with this. And I'll never forget being in office, I think, a week in 2014. And Mike was in here. I've known Mike my whole life. And he said, "Your office now." And he proceeded to tell me what I was going to be doing for the veterans of Carroll County through the Advisory Council and what his vision was. It wasn't going to waver from his vision where we were going. And I'd never forget that. It was.
And you have stuck to it.
Yeah, we stick to it.
You have accomplished just about everything that he wanted to do. I guess when I joined the Veterans Council 3 years ago, we had 17 homeless veterans. And the Carroll County Services now has got it down to 3.
Yeah.
So they have done a phenomenal job.
The goal is no homeless veterans in Carroll County. And we try to live by that. And if a veteran is homeless, we do our best to make sure they are not going to stay homeless for any length of time. This is part of the vision that we have in Carroll County for veterans. And, you know, we were talking earlier here about the number of veterans in Carroll County. I think the census said 10,800.
The State American Legion says we have almost 14,000.
Yeah, and we really don't know because a lot of them aren't identified or people don't say they're a veteran many times. But there are services available either through the American Legion or through the Veterans Advisory Council. Oh, before I forget it, how do we contact anybody at the Legion if they want to be in the golf tournament or the car show?
The car show and the golf tournament, they can call 443-508-2119. That is the Legion. Anything concerning veteran services or membership, we're always looking for members. They can call me. I'm also the membership chairman at 410-833-1600.
Okay, that's good. Before we run out of time here, could you give us any other interesting facts about Post 200?
Well, one thing that I will say, in 4 more years, our post, 92% of our members will be approaching 80 years old. We are looking for younger members. I know you're out there. It's just a matter of coming in. We don't require you to do anything. You can volunteer for whatever you like. And it's not just our post, but any post across the county. The county has about 3,800 total veterans in American Legion. So there still could be as many as 10,000 veterans out there that we would just love to have come into our post.
And it's a good, fun activity with people who have served. They get together for all these activities, whether it's a crab feast, whatever they're doing, they have fun doing it.
Yes, and as a member, I mean, you can bring guests into the Legion. As long as you are there, you can have as many guests as you like. I think all of the legions in the county, as a matter of fact, I know they do, they all have kitchens. Our legion is open from 12 noon until midnight, 6 days a week, and Sundays from 12 noon until 8. Kitchen is open from 5 o'clock until 8 every day. So we are a restaurant, so you certainly can stop in, be a guest. We would love to have you.
Okay, well, it looks like we're out of time for today, but I want to thank Mr. Bill Nash from Post 200 in Hampstead, American Legion, for being with us today. And this is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2 signing off. Have a great week. Thank you.
Thank you, Dick.